Welcome tonight. You know, if I don't use this, I cannot see well. But if I use it, I cannot read this. So I'm going to do this. Okay. Well, I'm an internist practicing in town. This is not going to be an academic presentation as you may expect. It's a very casual educational meeting. First of all, I'm going to take a look at the flyer. We have to meet the, you know, the advertisement. So I'm going to talk about. We're going to learn how to reverse diabetes, and there are a few other things. I would like to ask a question to you. Honestly, how many of you think cancer, heart disease, stroke would be reversible? How many? Honestly, if you don't know, that's fine. Okay, how many? Or irreversible? Once it's there, it's impossible to, you know, change. Irreversible versus reversible. In general, any cancer, any heart disease, any stroke, would it be reversible or irreversible? Okay. How about this? How about skin cut? If you have a skin cut, is it going to be reversible or irreversible? Yeah? Reversible. No one is bleeding from cut a year ago, right? It's healed, right? Okay. Another question is, how many of you wants this illness reversible or irreversible? Anyone? Okay. Okay. Well, I'm not going to talk about diabetes tonight. I'm going to talk about tomorrow, see if it's really reversible or not. Really, cancer can be reversible, or heart disease reversible? It's hard to imagine, right? You're not sure, right? Okay. The new start of lifestyle program is a health recovery program designed and to prevent and reverse disease through natural method. I'm going to pick one because I cannot talk about many things. So I'm going to talk about mostly smoking and addiction tonight. That doesn't mean, oh my goodness, I have a different problem. I'm at the wrong place. No, you can learn this. You can apply this to your problem. Okay? It's exactly working. So I'm going to focus on why, what, and how. Okay? There was a man who had a very good night with a friend drinking, and he realized it was 2 o'clock in the morning already. So he hurried to the car and drove fast on the highway. Unfortunately, he was caught by police and pulled over. The policeman asked, "Why are you driving so fast at this time of the day? Where are you heading?" And the man said, "I have to attend a very important lecture early this morning." And the policeman was very curious. "Early this morning? Who would that be, the famous professor?" The man said, "My wife." You have to expect spanking, right? This is the everything about alcohol tonight. I'm going to go to smoking. There are many addictions. As you may know, alcohol, smoking, illegal drug, gambling, shopping, internet, anything else? Any other food? Eating too much, right? Shopping, right? Yeah, prescription drugs, right.
Sex.
Yes, sex, right. I'm going to talk about smoking, but you can apply to every other addictions, right? I'm going to talk about a little bit of fact on smoking. It causes about 480,000 deaths in a year in U.S. It is one over every five deaths, right? Very amazing. It causes about 90% of all lung cancer. Smoking can cause coronary artery disease and stroke 2 to 4 times higher than non-smoker. And lung cancer increases from smoking by 25-fold. Also, smoking can increase diabetic risk about 30 to 40%. There are about 4,000 to about 7,000 chemicals in smoke and about 100 toxins and 70 carcinogens. First of all, I'm not going to spend too much on, facts or science, but quickly, why do we quit? Why do we have to quit? There may be many reasons, right? Cancer is, as you see, there are lots of lists of cancer, right? Can you see it? Many, many cancers and other medical illness, and you may save money too, right? And sometimes it smells too bad. But this is not really strong enough to make you quit. Someone said our body is about $5 if you're dead and if they collect all the elements, and it's about $5. But that is when we are dead, right? When you're alive, you don't have to be deceived. When you're alive, our value is totally different. How much the best camera would be? How much could that be? Good camera. Good camera? How much? 5,000? Good. To me, our eye is better than expensive camera. Is there anyone who can sell your one eye at maybe 10,000? 20,000? 20,000? Anyone? Yeah? Anyone want to sell your eye?
No.
Why not? Right. And we have to realize, you know, sometimes we forget about our real value. And we treat our body too cheap, right? It's so, if you add up everything, how much would you sell if you really want to sell?
Priceless.
Priceless, right? You cannot sell this, right? Interesting thing is, everybody has same value. Homeless versus Mr. Trump. Same value, right? Wealthy. Doesn't matter. So once we realize this valuable, you know, body, no one would like to put any toxic chemical to our body, right? Right. So, you know, smoking cessation is not just doing medical thing, but it is a recovering value and self-esteem, and, you know, we re-engage to productive life and happy life, right? So it is very important. By the way, is there anyone smoking? Any? You're not a smoker? No one is a smoker? I picked wrong topic then. Is it? No, it's not. You're going to learn something out of this, right? Right. And also, you know, if there's any smoker around, you can tell them this is what's going on, right? This is the, I don't know if you can read this. This is the benefit when you quit. The benefit comes very quickly. Within 20 minutes, what he says? Heart rate and blood pressure drops. Within 1 year, your risk of coronary heart, here, your risk of coronary heart disease is about half that of a non-smoker, right?
Can you make the screen a little bit bigger?
Bigger? You see it?
Yeah, not
okay. Okay. And then we're going to, yeah. Someone may say, oh, I'm too late, you know, I'm too old to quit, right? Look at this. Someone who already developed a smoking-related health problem at age 30 here, right? If he quit, he's going to gain 10 years of life expectancy, 10 years. How about 60 here? He can still gain 3 years, right? Right. And there is a how to quit. We're going to become practical. How to quit. There are many ways to quit. You've probably heard of nicotine patch, gum, right? That has about 1 to 3% lifelong success rate. Yes?
You asked that. Who used to smoke? I used to
smoke. Oh, you do? Yeah. Okay.
So I quit.
All right.
I came into the church.
Okay.
And I asked the Lord.
Right.
Help me from there.
Right. And sometimes you use scary commercials, right? Maybe 3%. Cold turkey, 5%. And there's a famous, medication, Chantix, is about 7%. And the possibly best thing is what doctor tells them, okay? If the doctor tells and take time with the patient, the higher rate. Someone said 90%. I'm not sure if it's really 90%. That's really too high to me, but the source I looked up said 90%. So if you quit smoking, that means you're free from addiction, right? Let me talk about a little bit between habit and addiction. Habit is an acquired behavior pattern regularly followed until it has become almost involuntary. Addiction is a state of being enslaved to a habit or practice or something that is psychologically or physically habit-forming as narcotics to such extent that its cessation causes severe trauma.
So you become a slave to that.
Right. So it's going to be very hard. You know, sometimes they become a slave and chained, but they didn't realize they're slave. They lost their freedom. When I talk about freedom, I sometimes I thought about what is really freedom. Freedom, right? If there is a temptation, I don't think we're not still free yet. So I suggest my patient think about this boundary. Right? We need to put a boundary somehow in our life. So you can put something you want to do inside, right? Also, you can do, right? And you can do, but there's no health problem, health issue, no conflict legally, and you put everything here. What could it be inside? Drinking water, right? Studying. Something to improve myself, right? Eating healthy. What about the outside? You don't want to kill neighbor, right? Killing. Something like that. That's extreme, but like a soda. Anyone can pick what's something you can put outside of the boundary? Alcohol, right? Sugar.
Marijuana.
Right. Once you do this, I think this is very useful, especially in Christian life. You can sort out. So if you do this slowly and develop your own list inside and outside, you don't have to hesitate. You know, for example, diabetic patient, if they have to, you know, think about what, can I eat this or not? You know, each time, three times a day, every meal, it's going to be very stressful, right? So do this and put everything she can do, she can eat inside, and she just closes her eyes and just grab and eat. No conflict, right? No conflict. That's an easier way to get rid of stress and, you know, no temptation, right? So you can be a free person, right? When I talk about, there are many patients coming in with an alcohol problem or smoking problem, I try the patches or those kind of things, but there's a lot of high failure rate. So I thought about why they're failing. And I think the bottom line is this, if they have a real strong answer about 2-3 months after she quit and there is some temptation, there should be strong answer why I quit, right? Real reason. So I met a grandpa about 15 years ago in Milwaukee, about 75 years old, who finally quit smoking very successfully. And one day he came to me and said, Dr. Kim, I quit smoking. I said, how could that happen? And he said, he has a grandkid. And he got into college. That was the first kid who got into college in his family. He was so happy, so happy. And he thought about it and so happy and smiling all the time. But he had a more desire. I want him graduating 4 years later. But if he keeps smoking, there's no chance, right? So he quit. So he found, he tried many different things, right? Nothing worked for him. But when there is a really serious value, his grandson is a very serious value for him, more than his life, I believe. And whenever he had probably, you know, temptation, right? Smoking temptation. Whenever he had a temptation, there is a grandson. Yes, there's a grandson. I cannot do this, right? He found a really good value, so he can say loudly when there is a temptation, this is the reason, right? Valuable reason. I cannot, you know, exchange with anything else, right? And also I tell my patient another story. It's half made up. When John was 16, he got a permit, driver permit, right? And I gave my old car, very old car. He was very happy going back and forth to school. He was washing car, you know. From now on, it's a made-up story. I told him, this is junk car, you know. You don't have to wash, right? This is junk car, right? There's no value. But he doesn't listen to me. One day, his grandpa came from California on a Porsche sports car, right? And about 3 days later, he's leaving. And he called John. John, come here. I think you're a good boy. I'm old, you know. Sports car is not for me. I think I'm going to get Cadillac or something, right? So I'm going to give you this Porsche. what would be his response? What would be his response? Oh, no, 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 I have a Toyota, you know? Would that be his response? Then what? Is he going to take Porsche or not?
Yeah.
Of course. You know, I teased him, you know, many times. Oh, that's, you know, junk car. Don't even wash. But he was so happy with the junk car. But what happened to that junk car now then? What happened? Huh? When there is a real value come in, the old value, smaller value will disappear naturally. No, you don't have to effort, right? So, there is a desire about smoking, right? It's a cigarette, right? This much. And many people try hard. You know what they're doing is this much trier, this much value, too little. It doesn't work, right? You may have this much value, new value. If there is a new value come in, better value, he's going to pick this, not this one, right? So the grandpa found it, right? Grandpa found it, and John found it, right? So we have to find real value, why I'm quitting. Real answer, the reason, right? If someone cannot find the one big reason, I usually, you know, say there is a cotton ball jar, right? In my office, there's a cotton ball jar, right? Full of cotton bars. You have to put small values until it gets big enough to beat this thing, right? Right. Interestingly, I found a man in the Bible who found real value. He's an Apostle Paul. He changed his life totally after he found real value. I believe he had a high education, high social status, probably he's wealthy, right? Right? And he thought that was very good and proud of it. And he was proud of what he was doing. But when he met real value, Jesus Christ, he said on Philippians 3:7-8, I'm going to read. But whatever former things I had that might have been gains to me, I have come to consider as loss for Christ's sake. Yes, furthermore, I count everything as loss compared to the possession of the priceless privilege of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, and progressively becoming more deeply and intimately acquainted with Him. For His sake, I have lost everything and consider it all to be mere rubbish. I realized, you know, after I read that, I thought about it and I really, you know, start respecting Apostle Paul. I learned lifetime pride can become a useless rubbish. Something we thought we could not live without can become useless rubbish. Real change can come naturally when we meet ultimate value. That might be really easier, natural way, without sweat, without, you know, anything else. That might be the way to change our life without much effort. We are addicted to many different things with or without knowing, right? I hope we may think about this tonight and become a real free person, realizing and rediscovering our real value, and maintain health and happiness. I think that's it. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about, number one, we talked about early on, are those illnesses reversible or not? We're going to talk more about it. And we're going to talk about resting. What is real resting and how important that is and how scientifically important too. So come back tomorrow.